Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Right now, go to super8.com to find your super destination. Our friends at Super 8 sponsoring the podcast, Destination Super. And you know, you get a lot of people who are trying to sneak those last-minute summer vacations in. There you go, super8.com. Get your super destination. Hi, Big D.
Last-minute vacations?
A lot of people are doing it. Like, they're going, oh, we didn't do enough this summer, or trying to fit it in. Some schools are already back in. Some are about to start, so, you know. Get him in there.
Yeah, I'm texting Kathy.
Okay. And joining us this week is our buddy Corey, at Corey Duke on Twitter. You can follow him with it. And it's with a K. K-O-R-R-Y.
D-U-K-E.
Okay. M-O-U-S-E.
How many Twitter people do you have on your account? I mean, people follow you?
4,000.
Wow. I mean, that's really good for someone like who doesn't have like a radio show or a... a big outlet. Well, I guess Twitter is your big outlet.
We don't have a whole lot of Twitter people following us anyway.
We don't. Well,
I love Twitter, though.
We don't really do a big, huge push on it.
Yeah, we really don't. Except for the tasty tweets, we really don't talk about Twitter.
I like Twitter a lot, but I like it a lot more than Facebook. I'm done with Facebook.
Really?
I feel like I'm playing with the devil. With all the stuff with the, you know, their app, their messaging thing. You know, with all the things it can do, can turn your phone on and off, take pictures, use this and that.
Dude, you are not going there because with all the apps that you have on your phone already.
Yeah, but I don't know that. I know the other ones. I know Facebook does it, so I don't like it.
Just because you don't.
Yes, let me live in my ignorant bliss.
Yeah, well, your ignorant bliss is being tracked by the NSA no matter what you think.
You believe that? I mean, I guess I was just naive. When it came out that Snowden was, you know, did the whistleblowing on, hey, the NSA has been doing all this stuff behind the scenes and tracking Americans.
It kind of shattered that.
It made me go, oh, dang it. It's like,
you kind of suspected it, but.
Well,
like,
you thought it, you knew it was possible, but you're like, yeah, but.
Remember,
you know.
The whole joke was, oh, yeah, even if your phone's on, I bet they can listen. And then, like, they came out and said, yeah, joke's on you. We've been doing that for years.
Yeah, if your phone's off, yeah, they can still, yeah, absolutely.
If you've got the battery in it, they can still
They
check
can
you
take
out.
Your, this is crazy. And this is amazing that we can do this.
Now, wait, before you say anything, you, Big D, used to make fun of me because on my Mac at home,
piece
right,
of tape.
Because there is a, it's not just a piece of tape, it's on my Mac at home where the little built-in camera is, I covered that with a piece of paper and then a piece of tape over it. And yeah. He used to make fun of me. Oh, you think they're spying on you and whatever. And then it comes out that they can turn your camera on your computer and your microphone and anything else they want to do remotely without your knowledge. It wouldn't even make the screen turn on.
Yeah.
He used to make fun of me for that. And then my little conspiracy theory ways turned out to be true.
Yeah.
Now go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
It's just crazy. They can take your phone that's like right next to you right now if you're listening to this or that you're listening to the podcast on. They can turn it on and see what your camera sees.
Yep. It's not so crazy that they can do it. It's crazy that they do it.
I can tell them.
You have to be a person of interest, though. I don't think we're very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're not going to see much in my world.
See my pocket.
You're not going to see
The NSA is like, this woman, Ellen, that I used to work with, who we caught her going through people's, like she would stay after work and she was like rifling through other people's desks. Like,
really?
Why? Wouldn't it be better just to go home to your family?
Yeah, like what is she expecting to find?
Snacks.
And what, yeah, Snicker bars.
Snacks.
Snicker bars and whiteout.
You won't find snacks in my drawer. They don't last the day.
Yeah, people are. We were weird.
Well,
man.
The thing is, Ellen had lots of snacks at her own desk, but I had the decency to just take them during the workday.
I get you. It's,
just rifle through people's desks in front of them. Just walk over, sit on their desk. Hey, what's going on? Pop the drawer open. What are you doing? I'm looking for a snack. Oh, ha 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 ha.
Changing the subject a little bit. Producer Patrick will be coming back sometime in the next few days, a couple of days from Germany.
There's some blowback on his beard online. I don't know if you've seen that.
A couple pounds lighter just for the...
People not liking it?
Yeah, okay, here's what happened. He goes to Germany. He's going to be there for this wedding. He tours all of Europe. I mean, pictures in Paris and amazing places. I'm super envious of his trip. Did you follow any of the pictures?
Yeah.
Just astounding. So... he's there, and they go to the hairstylist that his bud goes to, and she's from Afghanistan. And she speaks German. She tells Dominic, who Patrick is there to be for his wedding and all that, and she tells Dominic, she goes, Al-Qaeda. And Patrick's looking at Dominic, and Dominic says, she wants to shave your beard because you look like Al-Qaeda. And Patrick is like, okay, because this lady happened to be from Afghanistan, and she would know what we've been saying this forever, that Patrick looked like a terrorist. So he's like, okay, go ahead, cut my hair and trim my beard. The hair looks fantastic. He has great hair.
Sure he
looks
does.
Awesome.
The beard, though, he got the grandpa from the Munsters shaping on
yes,
that.
Yes, it comes to a point at the bottom.
Ba-da-da, ba-da-da.
Oh, man. It's like he's grandpa from the Munsters, or like I mentioned to you earlier, it's kind of like a nutcracker beard.
Oh, yeah. Like you pull on it and crack nuts in his mouth.
Yeah.
Which is a German thing, if I'm not mistaken.
Maybe it is. Anyway, but it looked great. But so we go on. We post a picture on Facebook, all proud of him, because to be honest with you, I am elated at how good it looks compared to what it looked like before. I'm so excited for him.
It's not there yet. It's not there yet. No, it's better.
No, it's way better. He looks fantastic. And people are like, this girl, Crystal, Patrick, you really can't win, can you? First, they wanted it trimmed. Now they complain about the point. I feel so bad for you. Be you. That's what matters. And it's got like 5 or 6 likes on that, you know. And why do people stop? We're trying to help him. We're trying to help him find love and get dates. And I'm telling you, I think that the beard prior to the trim was a, I don't want to say a turnoff. Yeah, it was like something that just kind of was like, it was a deal breaker, I think, for a lot of girls. It looks great trimmed, and I think it's going to increase his dating chances. I'm excited for him. I really hope that he finds somebody that appreciates him. Because I really do wish Patrick the best.
He will. He's a great guy. He's a good-looking dude. But the beard before, I mean, if he worked in that office with me, Ellen would have looked for snacks in that beard.
She'd have found some.
Turned that around, didn't you?
Ba-da-boom.
So, yeah, he's coming back. He's officiating the wedding, which is weird.
Like in Germany, you don't have to be a justice of the peace or a
they don't
minister
care. They don't
or
care.
Whatever.
You they sign
the papers.
Less.
You sign the papers at the courthouse, and then anybody who you want can do the wedding for you.
Which I guess kind of makes sense. I think about it.
Sounds like a bunch of hippies.
It does sound like a bunch of hippies. Where are they getting married at? Did you ever find that out?
In Germany.
I mean, where at?
I
like
don't
at
know.
A church or anything?
I have no idea.
His friend didn't
I'm
seem like
if
more
it's a church. Like a, it would have been a minister that would have done it.
Yeah, they don't seem like churchy people. I'm not trying to, you know, put anyone in a box here, but I'm just saying I've met his friends and they're not very. So probably on the bank of a river. On the river, name a river in Germany. First person.
Seine.
The Rhine. Rhine River. Is it?
Rhine River.
I don't know. So, so he'll be back, and we'll get to see his pointy beard for a while
until he finally gets tired of that.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what we could do? I'm looking at it. It's slightly uneven. It's kind of pointier towards the right side.
We say we need to fix it.
So yeah, we need to fix it.
And then while we're there, we just
oops.
Oh, you know what? Why'd you do that?
I'm sorry,
dude. He used to have hair down to his butt.
Did you ever see those pictures of Patrick when he had hair down to his butt?
No.
Yeah.
He would, remember he would straighten it?
What?
And he was
like he would do it himself or he'd go to the salon?
No, he had it done. He had that Japanese thing done where they straighten your hair out.
Like Beyonce.
And it's straight for like, you know, months or something.
He does Patrick have that, he does have that Beyonce thing going on a little
he
bit.
He does.
Tell us.
All the single ladies.
Dude, why don't you cut your hair? I can't cut my hair, man. It's my thing. What?
He's always got a thing. It's the beard. It's the hat.
But the beard's my thing. That, yeah, and the thing with the hat.
At least he can take the hat off and on.
Well, okay, first off, okay, just between us, what was that?
You do know he's listening to this podcast, right? He's on the plane on his way back from Germany going, hey, I'm just talking about my hat.
He's been in Germany having fun. He deserves whatever he gets.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right. We've been working.
He gets the last minute vacation.
Well, he comes in with this purple fedora with a
feather.
A feather in the side. Looks like he
it was a pimp hat, man. It was great.
A total pimp hat.
It was cool for that one day because it was like, look at that. And then the next day he came in with it.
And then we're like,
and the next day.
What are you doing? It's my thing. And then you know what? Well, he wore it for what, a week?
About a week and a half.
I'm guessing the first time he put it on some girl that he liked said, wow, you look really good in that
man,
hat.
Yeah.
So he slept in it.
As she handed him his take of the money. It's like
it was in an envelope on the bedstand.
I just think that if you're gonna do that, and that's a bold statement, to wear a pink fedora.
He's
with the.
He's got to keep his producer hand strong,
I guess. And so it was like, this is my thing. And then it's like your thing for how, I mean, you know, for a week and a half, and then you don't wear it. I mean, I've never seen him wear it after that.
Yeah. He will now, though. He will now just to spite you.
It's like a child. He has a new
Hopefully
toy.
Goes out and pimps our show.
It's like a child. He wanders into the middle of a movie.
Did you guys squeeze any last minute trip or vacation?
No.
Weekend getaway?
No. We've got, this is Bubba talking, we've got our exchange student who's now with us, Tasia, and we're going to be taking a lot of weekend trips because she wants to see as much of America as possible. And
does she stink?
No. Yeah. No.
Good.
That was a big concern, was the hygiene issue. She shaves her legs and she doesn't smell and she's pretty American.
She have her underarms and all that?
I don't know. I haven't checked out her underarms. But if I notice, I'll let you know.
You should do that today. You should go in there.
Well, we went swimming.
Now, what's protocol on that when you get an exchange student? You like lift up their arms and give them the strip search?
You do a little twist them around.
What's that lice stuff they throw on you in prison?
Yes.
That white powdery stuff. Okay, turn. Okay, lift. Bend over.
No.
Welcome to America.
We were at the pool and nobody noticed. So apparently, she probably is very American in her grooming standards.
What's her reaction to other people around her?
Everybody loves her, man. Everybody, she really is. She's a sweetheart. She fits into our family great, except she's blonde haired, and everybody in our family has brown hair. So it's like we're all hanging out and looking like a family, and then we have this blonde haired girl.
Blonde hair, blue eyed, of course.
Yeah. So yeah, but no, everybody loves her. People come over, like family comes over, and they're all like, they're wanting to meet her and hang out with her and all that. And they just fall in love with her. She really is a sweetheart.
Yeah, that's good. Has she made a German dish for y'all yet?
We had some, remember that sausage thing I told you about the other day? She helped Stacy with something. Apparently they eat a lot of sausage in Germany, and that's kind of their thing. So she did that and it was good. She, they don't eat steak the way that we eat steaks. Like I ordered a prime rib the other day. And I mean, you know how I get them. I get the big, I'm like, I want the big man cut. I get the 16 ounce prime rib. And she was like, looking like, what are you about to eat?
Well, it's also, you eat just rare.
Pretty rare.
Rare-ish.
I mean, yeah, because prime rib, you know, it's not going to be rare, but it's pinker than most.
What was the problem that she had?
Well, she was just kind of shocked. Like, what? Because they don't apparently eat steaks the way that we do.
How do they eat them?
Oh, no, I don't think they eat steaks. I think they eat a lot of pork and things like that.
Oh, that's not true.
Pork and chicken and all.
You're saying that the Germans don't eat steaks?
Not big slabs of meat like, you know, mine. And that's something she said, too. The portions here in America are twice as much, if not three times as much as they're used to. And she even said, my concern is that I'm going to get fat. And I'm like, don't worry. You know, just watch what you eat and you're good.
Don't worry. I eat like this and look at me.
Here's what I'll do. I'll watch your plate, and when you get halfway through it, I'll go, hey, okay, I'll take the rest.
Have you had a late night cookie dough session with her yet?
Not yet. It's coming, though. It's coming. I will introduce her to the beautiful, wonderful thing called cookie dough. I'm sure they have it in Germany, but I'm sure they don't eat it raw like we do in America.
I'm looking up what Germans eat. Lunches are Kleinsalat, a mixture of pickled vegetables. They also start beer at lunch.
Cool.
They have...
It's kind of late.
Schnitzel. Schnitzel is it's like a sausage.
Right.
Pickled herring. Oh, that's a nasty smelling people.
Oh, what, the food?
If they're eating all that. Pickled herring.
Sausage.
Schnitzel brat. Pickled vegetables and beer.
Well, I think that sounds pretty awesome.
Here's what you hear in Germany a lot. Hey, don't go in there for about 20 minutes.
20?
Oh, wow. That's, they eat fish. Trout is a big one.
Anywhere on there, does it say steak?
No.
That's what I was talking about. She was like amazed looking that I had this giant slab of meat. So yeah, if you go to, and another thing is they drink all their colas and drinks and water and all that stuff without ice. If they do have ice, they go with like one cube.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like she was telling me, she's like
they're drinking an old fashioned or something.
Yeah. She's like, you Americans put a lot of ice in everything. I'm like, because we're cool.
How is she supposed to get 8 cups of water a day? Yeah. Get it in the form of ice, melt it in your drink.
That's right.
I'm really fascinated by the German meal now. I'm just all kinds of little side dishes and stuff. Noodle, potatoes are big. Dumplings, very common. So did Stacy do any kind of research, or she's just making what
no,
you guys
Stacey,
eat?
You know Stacy. She got like cookbooks and stuff. German food and this and that. And then after talking to her on Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, I found something.
No, it's okay. I'll get back to my story.
I have to get it. Go ahead.
No, well,
you should
after
get rid of that little dog and get a German Shepherd for
her. That would be great. That would be great. I'll get to that in a minute. I'll talk about that dog. But on Wednesday we were talking and I said, man, I'm going to have to go back paleo, babe. I've gained all my weight back from our diet bet and then some. I'm like, I got to do it. I got to go back. I got to start eating clean and all that. So she ordered a book on Amazon. It's some paleo German. It's like ethnic paleo or whatever. So hopefully, you know, we'll be able to make the whole house eat better.
Horse meat. Big consumers of horse meat in Europe.
Say nay to horse meat.
I've never had horse meat.
Well, not that you know of.
I don't know.
Anyway, getting back to the dog. My wife has a Yorkie, and this is the dumbest dog. It's cute. It's adorable. It's loving, but it's the dumbest dog. You could let her out for 3 hours in the middle of the day. She'll walk inside, and the first thing she'll do is take a poop. I'm like, you stupid dog. You know, you rub her face, no. And you go, you know, you take her back outside and the whole thing. But she's just dumb for some reason. And she's like 3 years old now, and she refuses to be house trained. And I'm like, I wish, and I'll say this out loud and I get in trouble, but I'll be sitting there and I'm like, I wish like a hawk would just come down and take her. And just solve this problem for me. And Stacy gets all mad. She's like, I can't believe you said that. I'm like, I can't believe you have a dog that won't house train.
You got to be careful who you say that in front of, though.
Why?
Like, I used to work for these two guys. They were brothers-in-law. And the one guy was like, man, I hate that cat. Wish I didn't have that cat. This was on a Friday. They were having dinner together. Monday, he comes in late to work. And his brother-in-law is like, where you been, man? He's like, I've been looking for my cat. He's like, I took care of that for you on Friday night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, I'm just hoping like a bobcat or something finds it at night or something.
Kathy took, I think it's all those small dogs have a lot of fear issues. And so Kathy's doing, we're on our new thing of, dude, if you can't shoot the dog, just shoot me.
You said shoot the dog?
If you can't, shoot the dog, just shoot me.
Okay.
It's always something. All right.
I just watched somebody's dog for like 2 weeks.
And do not shoot anybody's dog.
No.
Just saying that because there's somebody who's going to be like, what? We would never condone that. And I don't want anybody. What we say is not something we would do. You have to clarify because people are so dumb now. They're going to be picketing us and PETA will be here. And it's like, what? Get away.
Well, what kind of dog was it?
I don't know. One of those hybrid dog. You know, it's like it's something and something, and they give it a cute name.
Oh, it's like a boutique dog?
Yeah.
Like a labradoodle?
We've got a golden
I think it was awesome. I think it was a labradoodle. I don't know. Really sweet dog, soft. But the dog has, at only 4 months old, is big enough, and it has learned, like, if the doorknobs or handles, lever.
Uh-huh. It jumps up?
It gets up, pulls the lever, goes in, and chews whatever it wants that's in that room.
Oh, that's cool.
Not when it's your stuff.
No, but I'm saying it's cool the dog is smart enough to do that.
Yeah.
So you stay at someone's house and do that? Or they at your house? You take the dog?
Yeah, it was actually, it's a neighbor of mine. And she was going out of town for 2 weeks, and she asked me if I could
stay there, watch the dog,
use the jacuzzi. She's got a spa, so it's kind of a little.
Bubba, could you ever do that?
What?
Could you let someone stay at your house?
Oh, no.
Let someone stay at your house and watch your dogs.
I say no, but yeah, we'll let Stacy's family do it. I mean, we don't ever, when we leave town, our house is never empty. We've always got, you know, Stacy's family will stay there. And when I say family, like four people will be living at my house on a weekend that I'm gone. So yeah, nobody's ever, the house is never empty. So yeah, I could totally do it, but it has to be family. Let, you know. I couldn't let a stranger
stay
at my house.
He's practically family.
Yeah, I would let him. But I know what he would do. He would go through my drawers looking for snacks.
See, look at you guys.
What's the first thing that you would do in Bubba's house when he wasn't there?
First thing.
Would you do the risky business thing?
No. No. What do you mean?
In your underwear?
Oh,
like dance?
Yeah. No. Honestly, I would stay away.
Because Bubba does that in his house all the time.
I would stay away from anything weird because I know that he has, like, teddy bears with cameras in them.
I wouldn't open any door in his house. I mean, like a cupboard door or anything like that because you know he's going to booby trap it.
I know. Yeah. Well, dude, I know in this room. I have certain – that's like my superpower. I have two superpowers. One, I always park in the very first – front row
Isn't
of
it funny?
Anywhere.
People who are neurotic call it their superpower.
It is a superpower. Whenever I go to park somewhere.
I wash my hands constantly over and over, and I'm
it's
afraid of germs.
Superpower.
It's my superpower.
No, but I'm serious. When we go somewhere, where do we always park? We always park in the very front.
I'm an excellent parker.
I am a great parker. It's my superpower. My other one is the fact that I can recognize when something has been touched. It's a weird thing. I'll walk in here and I'm like, somebody messed with our studio board. And Big
Meaning
D's like,
something's been moved.
Yeah, something's been moved. Now, it could be anything, like a piece of paper. Yeah, this is out of place. I know where I left stuff and how I left it. And I'm talking a tenth of an inch, and I'll be like, this is different. And that's how I am at my house. I know where stuff is. And whenever family comes in, Stacy always makes me do these quick, hurry up and clean up things. And then she asks me for something. I'm like, I don't know where it is because you didn't let it go where it belongs. You know, you made me pick
it
up.
Didn't let it go where it belongs.
Stuff goes,
What
man.
Does that even mean?
Stuff goes in spots.
You know what
Everything's got a spot.
You know what my superpower is?
What?
Observing unusual things in public restrooms.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Like, there's a place I played darts at, and I went in there the other night, and I'm shooting some darts, and I had to use the men's room, and on top of the urinal is somebody left, like, set their drink down there.
Up there.
And left the drink?
They left their drink, and it was, like, mostly full. Here's the disturbing part. I played some darts. I drank a beer. I went to use the restroom again, and the cup was still there, but now it's empty. Like, who drinks a drink that's sitting on a urinal?
Do you think they drank it or somebody just emptied it? Why would they empty it?
I don't know, but I was half tempted to put something else in it and see if someone else was hard up for a drink. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. But here, listen. Okay. I went on a tour of a distillery a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
And I walk into the men's room and there is a grown man. I didn't check his ID, so I don't know exactly, but I'm guessing 30 years old. His jorts are around his ankles, and his tighty-whities are around his knee, bare butt whizzing.
He was wearing jorts?
Yeah.
Like jean shorts?
Yes.
Okay.
But they're on the floor, and his underwear is at his knees with his bare butt to
like
everybody.
Like a three-year-old whenever
yes.
they first learned to you know,
yeah.
pee. And
I mean,
Oh, my gosh.
I had to go, like, luckily there was, like, several urinals so I could get way down. Because if I got anywhere near him, I'm sure I was going to get invited to a sword fight.
That's so weird.
Yeah, a grown man. When's the last time you dropped your drawers all the way to your feet?
We did it one time where we had Patrick actually go to a truck stop. Remember this? He went to a truck stop and he went in and he was going to basically do the same thing. So he dropped trowel and everything. And
he had to pull his pants all the way down.
He was there on the radio with us. And then we were going to get the response of people coming in because he was going to talk to them while they were at the urinal. So he's got his pants all the way down on the floor.
Please tell the story,
and in walks a kid.
Yes, a kid walks in.
And we're like, oh no!
He's like, okay, are your pants down? Yeah, they're down. Okay, all right, let's just see what happens. Some big burly trucker walks in. Let's see what he says and engage him in conversation. Okay, I hate this. Oh, okay, door's opening. It's a kid. It's a kid.
And his pants are down to the floor.
So I'm like, pull your pants up, pull your pants up. He's quiet. That was great. Yeah. That was the last. I think that was one of the last things he ever did.
And then finally, we had the It's Raining Men thing. Big D changed his ringtone to It's Raining Men. And so, hallelujah. Patrick hangs up. So we call him back while he's in this truck stop. And he's like freaking out.
I totally forgot that.
It's raining, man.
Yeah, and he answers the phone going, very funny.
We do kind of give him a hard time, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude, I've got this little spot. It's like my eye is twitching underneath my eyeball.
I hate that. How is your back doing?
It's messed up still.
What did you do to it?
Nothing. Okay, I've hurt my back before carrying stuff or whatever, but it's been years. The other night, I played basketball, and this is maybe I must have done something while playing basketball. Playing basketball, and we're done, and about an hour after playing basketball, I started getting these little, you know, just where your muscles get all tightened in your back and like a spasm. So I'm like, let me just work through this. So I stretched it out and I'm thinking everything's fine. 2 hours later, I'm laying on the floor just in pain. It's seized up, you name it. I almost didn't come into work that Tuesday because I called Big D. I said, dude, I can't move. I can't move at all. I'm in so much pain. And without Patrick here, I'm like, you know what? I got to go in. So I came in and it's been a rough, rough week. And I've been going to the chiropractor every day. I think I'm going to go and get acupuncture.
Oh, really?
I'm thinking about it, man.
I'll stick needles in you.
I want to go somewhere where they know what they're doing.
Because have you ever heard of cupping? You ever heard of that?
No.
Where they
heat the cups?
No, they have like suction things in it that goes on your back, and it sucks up your back fat, and it holds it, and then they release it.
I could use some buckets on me. Instead of cups.
But a lot of people say that's really good. I don't know.
I need to do something because this like hurts, man. I mean, I've been better. What I have one of those little TENS units, you know, those little electrostim things where you put the little things on you like they do at the doctor's office and then crank up the electro whatever and it just kind of shocks you over and over and over and it makes your muscles contract and expand and all. And
sounds like witchcraft.
It is witchcraft. But man, I'll tell you what, it is awesome because the pain goes away when you're doing it. And you're just like, oh, this is great. And then you turn it off and you hurt again after about an hour.
Just grab a beer.
Yeah, it's weird, man. I don't like this. I'm not used to being hurt like this.
Well, that stinks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you're not feeling good.
First world problems, man. Life goes on.
Yeah, it does. Anything else that we want to cover?
Corey, you got anything going on in your life you want to talk about?
No, I think I covered it with the bear, but... guy peeing in the bathroom.
That's pretty much all he
kind
had.
Kind of the highlight of my summer.
That's what he had. That's what he had prepared on his way in. Check that off the old list.
I do want to go ahead and get this out here again. Go to super8.com because there are sponsors, and you got to support our sponsors because they support us. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. And, you know, again, if you're trying to sneak in that last-minute summer trip, go ahead and do it now. If you're trying to plan for the holidays and all that kind of stuff, you can do that as well. But simply just go to super8.com, find your super destination, Super 8 Destination Super. Are we done?
We're done.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. it was the podcast.